It says it's starting.
Yeah, it says live.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a special impromptu episode of Nintendo Dads. This is not even really an episode. It's a minisode special on the ground coverage for you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be... We got music. What's going on? Somebody got a call? Anyways, my name is Zach Erickson, and we're quickly around the horn as Justin Masson and Jesse Waldeck. Just for a few minutes, we want to talk about tomorrow morning at, what is it, 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern? Direct. So we're going to be quickly going around the horn a few times. We decided beforehand what we want to do is give a little bit of a prediction for those of us who want to get on the hype train a little bit early and talk a little bit about predictions. So we're going to go around each, have a what we feel is a pretty safe prediction, a middle-of-the-road prediction, and a wild card prediction. And just a little bit to whet our appetite for tomorrow morning. How are you guys doing today, by the way?
I'm doing really good. I'm super hyped for this. I got the news of this first thing this morning and have been living on the hype train because I think it's going to be pretty good. I'm excited to see what Nintendo has rolled out.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. All right, so how about you, Jesse?
I'm excited too, though I've also been, I may not look it, I'm also quite stressed out with work right now, so I'll try to keep the hype up.
It's time for a mental health break, Jesse. This is your mental health break for the next 10 minutes, and then we'll go back and deal with real life again. I'm kind of
there you go.
Right now. I've got a lot going
me,
on.
Me too.
But hey, man, mental health break for 10 minutes, and then we'll go and have fun again at real life. Or maybe it's the opposite. Flip those around, and that's true. Okay, so let's start off with you, Jesse. What is your first prediction for tomorrow morning? What are we going to see?
I think main focus of it is going to be the announcement of the new 3DS and new 3DS XL in North America, which the news leaked yesterday on that, according to a GameStop manager, that those two systems are now in their POS to be released.
POS being
on...
point of sale, not piece of slime, right?
Yes.
Okay, just to clarify.
That... According to GameStop, they will be released on February 13th. And
which is like a week. It's a week from today, right? Or I'm sorry, a month from today.
Yes.
Yeah.
So about four and a half weeks. Mm-hmm. And then they also have in their systems trade-in deals. If you trade in an original 3DS, you'll get $75 credit towards a new 3DS. And if you trade in a 3DS XL, you'll get $100 credit.
Mm-hmm. That sounds awesome to me, by the way. As somebody who is going to be upgrading more than likely, that sounds like a sweet deal.
Which, if you go 3DS to new 3DS or 3DS to new XL to new 3DS XL, sounds like either way it'll be about a $100 upgrade.
Yeah.
If you take advantage of their trade-in, which I won't, but it's nice that it's there for some people who do like to trade in their stuff.
Mm-hmm. I really have no reason to keep my 3DS is the thing, or my 3DS XL if I'm upgrading to the new one, because the boys already got one, so I don't know.
Yeah, all of my kids have one as well, but they also go through them in one way or another, so I think I want to keep my old one around.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then as I showed last week, I've decaled it. I'm not sure if they're going to want it decaled like that.
Right. Okay, cool. Well, that sounds like a given. Again, like a month from now, we could be relishing in new 3DSs. So I think that's totally reasonable. That is absolutely guaranteed going to be happening. So how about you, Justin? What's your safe prediction?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with Jesse on that one. I think that is a safe prediction. That was my number one. My second choice for the safe prediction is actually going to be we're going to get release dates for Mario Maker and Splatoon.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think we'll see the entire Q1 schedule.
Yeah, for sure.
I think so. I think to add to that, do we have a release date for Kirby, right?
Yep.
That's somewhere in February, but it is a set date. I just don't know what it is off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. We also don't have a release date for Majora's Mask, though. I just a list of
I think we do on Majora. I think it's early January. March 13th. I think rings a bell. I think it's Woolly World that we don't have a release date for.
Oh, okay, sure.
Oh, I didn't hear that we had a release date for Majora.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm wrong. I got Majora mixed up with SteamWorld or Steam.
Codename Steam. I think we'll probably see a trailer for that as well.
Yeah. So for Majora, if it's Q1, I think we'll get an exact date. If not, then they'll just say it'll be out in Q2.
Yeah, totally.
Zach, what's your safe bet?
I'm going to kind of, again, go with the sort of games that we're going to see. I think two games we'll see a lot of. We'll see more Codename Steam. And we're also, actually maybe I'm going to, again, kind of, that's just adding more on to what you were saying as well with Codename Steam. And also, what was the other one I was going to say? Xenoblade Chronicles 3D, which is going to be in Japan, that was essentially announced at the same time. I think we'll probably hear a similar sort of announcement out of. I don't think they'd show the same trailer, but they might, or a similar trailer, I guess. And I'm also going to say that we're going to hear something about Smash Brothers DLC, or not DLC, but the update. We've got a Miiverse stage coming. We've got online stage sharing coming, and I think that it's been long enough for them to figure those things out. We probably won't hear much more than that, but I think that's kind of what we're going to see. Additionally, as a really big prediction, I think we're going to see they're going to show us Wave 3 of the Amiibos again. They'll probably show those off as well as maybe out detail some Kirby Amiibo functionality and actually show some gameplay of that.
Nice, Jesse. How about you? What's your kind of mid tier bet?
I kind of have two. One is related to Smash. I had it on the top of my head. Now I lost it. I'll get back to it if I remember. The other one is related to Amiibo. We only know up to tier 3, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I think they'll mention what a tier 4 might look like.
Yeah, I think that's a good bet. That's a pretty. It's possible. Like, they do have Wave 3 coming, but then again, they announced 3 waves before the first wave was out, so
right. I
wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I remember the Smash. I think they might give more details about how to redeem the soundtrack because that's supposed to be coming up soon.
Well, I think the soundtrack was something that if you have both of the games, you should be able to.
Right, it'll be ordered it. It'll be part of Club Nintendo, but they'll remind us that if you got both, don't forget to do this.
That detail's coming up soon, or that deadline.
Actually, I think it passed pretty quick here. I think it was the 13th.
Oh, was it?
I think so. Okay. I could be wrong. I have to double check that.
Yeah, if it hasn't reached yet, then it'll be pretty soon.
I know the last few times I logged into Club Nintendo, it hung out there in my to-do as this will be a to-do, but I can't do anything with it yet, so I better check in today.
I have a Mewtwo one, but I don't have a soundtrack one. I think the soundtrack one I'm done with. So.
Maybe that's what it was. I did the soundtrack one, but Mewtwo's hanging out.
It's just kind of a pending thing.
Yeah, because that's March, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so I think Wave 4 for Amiibo, I think, it's possible. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see it, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see it either.
Yeah. So I feel like Jesse's literally reading my notes beforehand because he's mentioned both things I was going to mention in my exact tier brackets. I do think we're going to hear Wave 4 Amiibo in some context. Whether that's the actual figurines or an update or just more about the Amiibo strategy, I think that's going to happen. I'm gonna pull in another kind of mid-tier bet. I think we are gonna hear about Smash. And I think you are right. I think Zach, we are gonna hear about the community update or those changes that they have outlined. But I actually think we might hear about downloadable players. I think this is where they might actually offer the here's package tiers 1 and 2 to download.
What do you mean, like additional characters?
Yeah, kind of like they do with Mario Kart 8.
Oh, I see. So we're going to see more of a package deal coming with that Mewtwo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like that idea.
Free or paid?
It's going to be paid, just like they did for Mario Kart 8, and probably 2 bundles, $7 or whatever. And again, this is a mid-guess, guys. Like, I don't know if it's going to be that far, but I do think it may be bundled up with part of the, like, hey, by the way, here's a Smash update that's coming in March, and by the way, we also have a DLC strategy, and here's what it looks like. Mm-hmm. So just a wild guess.
Makes sense to me. Cool. My mid-tier one is that we are going to get some sort of, I think we talked about it last episode with the random eShop, oh, hey, here's this weird new thing, and you can get it right now. It's been a while since we had one of those. I feel like we're going to get something like that. I don't know what it is. I don't necessarily think it will be one that's like super, like, it's available right now, but I think it could be something that is currently unannounced, eShop only, developed by Nintendo. And maybe it's one of those ones where you hear about it and then don't, and then like a couple months later, it's a couple months down the road, I guess. So that would be my guess. I'm not even going to say necessarily if it's 3DS or Wii U, but it could potentially be something that is, you know, tied to the new 3DS as well. Maybe something. It could. You know what? Maybe it's that weird home screen pin collecting thing that we saw about, you know, a few weeks ago. I don't know if you guys saw that, where you mm-hmm. could essentially collect those pins and put them where your folders and apps were on your home screen. Maybe that's what it is.
Sure.
I didn't hear anything about that, so that's new.
Oh yeah, it's weird. It's like this sort of like carnival sort of, you know, those like coin operated for the little, you know, collect a pin in a plastic ball or whatever. It's like the electronic equivalent of that, and you just collect it. It was a free game that you could just decorate your home screen with.
Kind of like a Wario Land, the micro, the Wario mini game had a little bonus games where you get one of those little bubble balls and you get the free mini games in it.
Yeah, similar, but it actually is integrated into the OS of the system, so it's not just within the game. It's the
right.
total like it's
that
actually
kind of along those lines.
Yeah, similar. I'm not sure exactly what the game is.
That'll be interesting.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see that come over. So, okay, let's go around for our final wild card predictions. I'll start with you, Jesse.
I've been trying to think of a weird one, and so far nothing has come up. The only thing I can think of is, I read on a Kotaku article when the Japan new 3DS launched that you're able to back up your configuration to a PC, but really didn't give any more information about why you'd want to do that. But I'm hoping, since the new 3DS uses micro SD cards and the old 3DS uses full-size SD cards, you can't use the same system-to-system transfer process right, yeah. that exists, because it involves actually moving the SD card. So I'm hoping that something will be announced in a way to do a system-to-system transfer from the old to the new, using the PC backup or something similar. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't be surprised. Actually, that's one thing that I'm not looking forward to, being somebody who has so many downloads on my 3DS, is that you have to basically do it over Wi-Fi, just wirelessly, because you can't. Again, like you said, you can't just like plug the card into the new system and go with it. You actually have to wirelessly transfer that over Wi-Fi, or I don't know if it's necessarily over Wi-Fi connectivity, like over a specific Wi-Fi network, or if it's more of like a system to system connection. I don't know, but either way, that is definitely not a transition that I am excited for, and I hope they have some more elegant solutions.
Which is another reason why I'm not trading in my XL, because I want to save my content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Because I probably have more digital stuff than you do.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, I've got tons of retail games, man. But I do not underestimate your ability to also buy lots of games.
Yeah.
So
remember, I had 14 eShop redemptions through the DDP.
Yeah, that's right. Cool. All right, Justin. What's your wild card?
Zach kind of stole my thunder a little bit with the eShop. Everyone steal my thunder stuff. So I'm going to say SNES Remix.
Oh, I like it.
SNES Remix.
Very cool.
And just to get even a little crazier, because everyone else has stole my thunder, Metroid, end of May 2015. Boom.
Please.
Drop the mic.
Yes, please.
Walk away.
Oh man, before E3, it's just like, oh yeah, by the way, this was a thing that we didn't even
do. You see this, Nintendo? You take it now.
Nice.
Yeah. What do you got, Zach? Zach, what's your wild card?
I'm going to say my wild card is We're going to hear more about We're gonna hear about Project Guard. See, this isn't even that wild card. That's the thing. Like, I'm feeling like a lot of this stuff seems kind of predictable. But Project Guard and Project Giant Robot. We're gonna hear more about those. Kind of goes in with the eShop thing again, but I feel like it's possible, but not likely. If that makes sense. For a first one, it's something that we might see. It's not going to be super exciting unless they've got this really amazing sort of package that they've beefed it up that much since E3. That would be mine. Is either one of those. So yeah. That would be it. So I think that about does it. Any other last minute sort of things you guys want to get in before we
I kind of have what you might consider an honorable mention, which is actually one of your predictions from our prediction episode, is they'll do a teaser, quick little trailer or quick mention of whatever new Pokemon will come out in November.
Yeah, that's right. And they have actually made mention as well about the fact that they're developing some sort of new game. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's either Pokemon or something else, but they tend to give Pokemon their own Nintendo Direct, even if it's just a smaller Nintendo Direct. So maybe a little bit of a mention, but who knows.
Yeah, it'll be small. It'll just say, hey, this coming.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see Pokemon mentioned in some fashion. Actually, here's another wild card prediction for you. Non-Smash Brothers amiibos announced. Whether it's cards or something. Yeah, right. Something small that is going to increase the accessibility of amiibo for people who are having problems with the the supply chain and stuff like that.
Considering Tier 3 is already almost every pre-order sold out.
Yeah, so I think they're in a position where if they want amiibo from a functionality standpoint to be a success, they need to make it more accessible, and so maybe they'll announce something like that.
Thanks.
Okay, gents, well, I'm going to bring our music back and we're going to fade out. Join us again tomorrow, or we're going to be recording again tomorrow night, talking all about the Nintendo Direct, and so you can look forward to that. Check us out on VGTribune.com, at Nintendo Dads on all of the things, and see you next time.
And I will be doing live vlog of the Nintendo Direct, so if you want to participate or even just watch, be on VGTribune at 6 a.m. or 9 a.m. or whatever time zone you're at.
That's right, man. Check the Twitter for that, and we'll get the detail of that too. So. All right, everybody. Have a good one. See ya.
See ya. Bye.